he's up against it. The only way he'd get by then is he'd have to go back in there. Wasn't too much public work or something to do. He'd have to get him a crop or something and farm with the other fellas that's, you know, could kind of back yourself up.
Yeah.
That's how come way back in there you could get so much labor on a farm. You could, because they didn't have it and they couldn't get it and they had to live.
Yeah.
They couldn't get it. Huh. Well, banging them on my daddy when he was having sharecropping about $7-$8 a month, all they furnish him. You take that and you had to live out of it.
So those people were, there was rich people and then there was...
Yeah, there's poor people, and one way you'd call them, you couldn't call them clean poor, because there was a little higher class, or a little, not class or anything, but they'd be a little higher up in the bracket where they could, you could get something to go on.
Those were tough times.
They were tough. Man, you take it, like you had three or four sharecroppers, you had to, listen, that's $7-$8, and that's $7-$8, $7-$8. You want him to buy groceries, think, oh, you know he couldn't, he had to eat to work. Boy, you wanted that spent for food.
Just one last thing along that line. When you went to the store, and you say you did most of your shopping at one store, or you bought a big order or something, would they ever give you something extra, a little extra, and call it, give it to you for something or something like that? Call it a
little bonus or
something.
That very little they'd give you. Sometimes they'd tip you a little something. Like I know I have trade down at Henry's some used to years ago, and he'd Christmas come, they'd give you three or four sheets and pillowcases and first one thing, another heap of time to go in their pants and hand me a handful of cigars or something, or, you know, this always a heap of time for that North fella good enough, you know. Sometimes you figure, say, well, he just baiting me or something. A heap of time I'd go through your mind, you know, he said, give me this. And I mean, I done said, me and Buddy said that the other day. Said, oh, he just give you that, so he'll get you back later down the road.
Uh-huh.
That's just an old saying of people that's
down and one way or the other. But I guess, did it seem like to you that people did things a lot like that more? Did they get together for more things when you were coming up, like barn buildings or? Were you always able to get enough people, say, to pick your cotton crop, or would people help out?
Oh yeah, if you back in there, most of you get plenty of hands to pick that cotton.
Yeah.
And I've heard of. Way back in, I've heard a heap of them when I was a kid coming up, say, let's go on and pick some cotton for so-and-so, says, man, we'll pick us up a little chain. He said, I wouldn't go around and fool with him, said, he cheats you when he weighs the cotton, says, he'll cheat you on the weights, and heap of time they would do it. He'd be telling the truth, you know, if he had 50-pound cotton, he'd call it 35-pound.
When you pick them, you pick them in a big old...
Them sack. A heap of them had little short sacks, and a heap of them had them sacks that dragged the ground over 100 pounds or more. Then they went out all after that cotton picking.
Mm-hmm. What was the most you'd get, what, around when you were picking as a boy? Would y'all get out of school for it?
I picked something from about 35 cents. No, I think it's about 25 cents a hundred.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty fair back then.
That's a good price.
I remember one time my uncle, I was a pretty good solid little boy. He going in tobacco business, and he built him a tobacco barn and fixed it up where he could dry it and all. And he hired me to help him set out that tobacco and work in it, you know. And man,
you grow that there?
My uncle, on my mother's side, he's growing some back in there in tobacco barn. And he gave me 50 cents a day, you know. Big money. Me and the wine up that fall and he gathered all his back and shipped it all off, sent it off. He didn't, they wouldn't give him nothing for it.